are listening to a Commonwealth Bank of Australia Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. This podcast provides general market-related information and is not intended to be an investment research report. The information contained in this podcast is based on previously published material, and before listening, you're advised to read the full Global Economic and Markets Research disclaimers, which can be found at combankresearch.com.au.
Welcome to the Global Economic and Markets Research Podcast. My name is Belinda Allen and I'm a Senior Economist here at CommBank, and today I'm joined by Stephen Halmerick, our Chief Economist. Stephen, good to have you on today.
Hi Belinda, thanks very much.
Now, it is the third Tuesday of the month, so we are here for our regular podcast on the CBA Household Spending Intentions series, which has really shown up in the past 12 months some really interesting insights to how spending has behaved during the time of COVID. And it's really no different in February, is it?
Yes, that's right. The HSI is giving us some really great leading indicators on what's happening in the economy and what people intend to spend money on. And so in February 2021, no different, a little bit of a mixed result across the seven categories, but certainly overall the home buying number looks particularly strong, and it does continue to support our view that the economic recovery is well underway and that 2021 will be a good year for the Australian economy.
It certainly does seem that the housing market is going from strength to strength at the moment. Just in February we did see a strong lift in house prices. We already have received that data, and that follows on from some very strong lending indicator numbers that we did receive for January. What's the home buying intention showing us at the moment?
Well, for February, it's up again. So that's on the back of both an ongoing increase in home loan applications as well as an increase in online searches related to home buying. So that the smooth series for home buying intentions was actually at a record high for our series, which goes back to early 2015. So really just continuing to show that the housing market recovery is continuing, and in fact we expect further gains in particularly in house prices over the course of this year.
Now, before we move on to just some other parts of the HSI, you've just brought up an interesting thing about the housing market, and we did hear from Governor Lowe this week, which we'll touch on later as well, but what are they saying on the housing market at the moment?
Well, the Reserve Bank Governor was really clear that it's not the level of lending that they would be concerned about, or the pace of the increase in lending. It's lending standards. Mm. So is the money being lent to people who can reasonably pay that money back, even if interest rates were to go up a little bit? So a real key focus on lending standards. And he repeated the point that if lending standards got worsened, the Reserve Bank has the tools, or particularly the financial regulator has the tools, to slow that down, to make sure that lending standards are at the required high level.
And that will certainly be something to watch over the course of 2021. Now, turning our attention back to the HSI, and health and fitness showed some good signs in the month.
Yeah, health and fitness spending intentions up quite sharply in February, and that followed some increases in January. So we're seeing increases in people visiting things like chiropractors and the dentist and other health professionals, so that's really welcomed. Also ongoing increase in spending intentions and things like bicycle shops and sports equipment and things like that. So a combination of both the fitness side and the health side improving in February.
And what about education? There, it looks like spending intentions improved further in February.
Yeah, they did. So education spending intentions picking up again. It's a little bit mixed across the different sectors. Most of the improvement in February was actually related to Google searches. So I think as the economy is opening up, and clearly the 2020 graduates from school are out there looking for higher education opportunities. So we did see an increase in those Google searches, which is really really a positive sign for the future.
And I guess another discretionary category that's also doing well is entertainment. We did see some improvements in that component during February as well.
Yeah, so entertainment spending intentions have moved back up into positive territory. They were incredibly weak through most of 2020, yeah. But we have seen an improvement in both on-premise and off-premise alcohol spending, food, takeaway, restaurants. So people really getting out and about as the restrictions lift and the state border closures are lifted. So that's really good to see that back into positive territory for entertainment spending intentions.
Definitely. Now, I guess one category that was a little bit softer was retail sales. What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, so retail sales spending intentions are still positive, but they're less positive than they were towards the end of last year. So we're now beginning to hit the period where a year ago COVID started. So if we cast our mind back to February 2020 and then, of course, into March 2020, we had a big acceleration in retail spending intentions. Basically, people getting to the shops to
stockpile
odd things sometimes. So a little bit of hoarding, lots of stockpiling. So retail spending was really strong in February and March in 2020. So when we can compare this year to last year, things are going to look a little bit softer. But the reality is if you compare 2021 to 2019,
which
actually,
we consider a normal year.
Yeah, so a more normal year, pre-COVID, the retail sector is actually still doing pretty well. So it's going to be really important as we go through the next few months to understand that when we're comparing this time this year to the same time last year, this time last year was an extraordinary period.
Yes.
So we need to look through that underlying volatility to what's really happening in the economy.
I know we did speak about on our podcast earlier this week with Joe Caperso about how central bankers are going to have to start to look through some of these base effects, both on the activity side but also on the inflation side as well. So that's going to impact a lot of the data that we look at over coming months. Now, before we finish the podcast, I do want to go back to Governor Lowe's speech this week. We spoke to Gareth Aird on our podcast a week ago about the RBA and how some in the market were starting to effectively price in an earlier chance of the RBA lifting interest rates. But the speech this week by Governor Lowe at the AFR summit was a resounding pushback against those expectations.
Yes, definitely. He came to that summit with a mission, a message to deliver. I was fortunate enough to be in the audience watching him, and I thought not only the words but the body language was very strong. So the issue for the Reserve Bank is, as you said, the markets are beginning to price in higher cash rate on an 18-month to 2-year period, a tightening of financial conditions, and the Reserve Bank governor really pushed back against that. Against what he would consider to be a premature tightening of financial conditions. So he laid out a set of conditions that would be needed to raise the cash rate. And cash rate, remember, is only 0.1%. And the key ingredient is that actual inflation has to be sustainably inside the 2 to 3% target range. Now, we haven't had those set of conditions for a long time. And previously, the Reserve Bank would focus on their forecast for inflation. And now they're saying actually we need to see actual inflation inside the target range on a sustainable in a sustainable way.
Which is even a high hurdle.
It's a high hurdle. And even then to make that hurdle even higher, he said to achieve that objective, we're going to need a substantial tightening of the labour market. Mm. So the unemployment rate down into the fours, currently it's 6.4, and the wages growth up to at least 3%, and it's currently 1.2%. So to get the unemployment rate down into the fours, to get wages growth up to 3% is what the Reserve Bank considers is required to have inflation within 2 to 3%, and it's going to take a long time for that to happen, at least 3 years. So the Reserve Bank governor made it very clear that the cash rate on their current forecast is not going to be increased for at least 3 years, 2024 at the earliest. So he pushed back against, you know, this premature tightening that financial markets have been working towards.
So it's unlikely that we'll see any changes, as you said, to the cash rate for quite some time, which in a way will fuel the economic recovery even more.
Yeah, that's right. And his point is, yes, the economic recovery is well underway, but we want to keep it going. Mm. And we want to make sure that we use up all that spare capacity in the labour market. That's economics talk for getting more people employed, yeah. More people in jobs.
And getting them paid a higher amount.
Getting them paid a little bit more. So that's the goal. More people employed, earning a higher wage. That leads to slightly higher inflation. And then the cash rate will rise. So that's going to take a few years before we get to that point.
Stephen, it's been great to get your insights on both the HSI and the current RBA thinking.
My pleasure. Thanks, Belinda.
Now, you can read Stephen Halmerich's report on the CBA Household Spending Intentions series for February, which was published on the 16th of March 2021, and also our write-up of that speech by Governor Lowe, which was published on the 10th of March 2021. And you can find both those reports on combankresearch.com.au. And when the data used in the Commonwealth Bank Household Spending Intentions series is a combination of the CBA data and publicly available Google Trends data. Where CBA data is cited, this refers to the bank proprietary data. As the statistics take into account only the bank's data, it may not reflect all trends in the market. All customer data used or represented is anonymised and aggregated before analysis and is used and disclosed in accordance with the group's privacy policy statement.